From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Four candidates submitted their intentions to run for two City of Lovington Commission seats. Lovington City Clerk Shannon Lester reported to MTD Radio News that District 3 incumbent Bernard Butcher will run for a third term against Howard Roberts, and District 5 incumbent Paul Campos will have an opponent in Elizabeth White. In PAC City Council meetings in 2021, there were claims by those attending that they were dissatisfied with the current panel and would seek out opponents to run against the incumbents, but only two persons did. City Clerk Shannon Lester.
Sometimes we don't have anybody running against them, but that's pretty normal.
Incumbent Municipal Judge Barbara Campbell will run again, and she will run unopposed. The city elections will be on March 1st, with early voting beginning on February 1st. 39-year-old Robert Lewis of Hobbs and 27-year-old Cheyenne Land, also of Hobbs, are persons of interest in a homicide in the Lovington area on January 3rd. That, according to a press release from the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Roswell police are looking for a person driving a vehicle that struck a Roswell police officer's unit in the 600 block of North Main around 7 p.m. Tuesday and then fled the scene. That, according to Roswell police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth, the officer was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Roswell police. Republican Alexis Martinez Johnson announced that she will be making another run for New Mexico's 3rd Congressional District. The district will include parts of Eddy, Chavez, and Lee counties, and she said she was optimistic about the new boundaries that resulted from the redistricting process. Republican State Chair Steve Pierce was asked by the National Republican Party to consider running for CD3. He told MTD Radio News that he was taking it under consideration. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.